Friday afternoon, you got the Luke Bradnam Show with Libby Trickett and Dobbo.
I'm back.
It's Agro to the rescue. Thanks to the Waterloo Bay Hotel. Head down to the Fig Restaurant and Bar for some great pub meals and a great day out by the bay.
Agro joining us right now, and Agro, our final Agro to the rescue for this year, and word around the campfires is a bit of a tearjerker, this one.
Well, some people have the worst luck in the world, and Tammy is one of those. Tammy Watson, she lives down at Coomera. She got two kids, and both of them have got issues, which she's going to tell us about. I'll ask about them, and on top of that, she's had some problems too. But I've got some real good people involved, so let's make the call.
Hello, Tammy speaking.
Tammy?
Yes.
How are you?
Good. Hey, how you going?
I think you recognise the voice.
I do.
It's Agro from the Luke Bradnam Show.
My goodness. Hello, Agro.
You're it. I'm excited.
No way.
Yeah, Merry Christmas before we even start, eh, Tammy?
Well, thank you.
Now, the two little ones, what are their names?
Jaden, and he's 4, and Talia, who's 2.
And can you tell me, what is retinitis pigmentosa?
So retinitis pigmentosa is actually a condition in your eyes, which is quite rare, and it basically destroys the photoreceptors in receptors in the kid's eyes. So from this point on, they're progressively going blind, and they may, if they're lucky, end up with a very small margin that they'll be able to see, like through tunnel vision. But that's it, and it's progressive very quickly.
How did that affect you as a mum?
Oh, absolutely destroyed me inside and out, Agro. You know, we've had one of those years. I've been diagnosed with cancer, and I've dealt with that. But when it came to the kids and hearing this and knowing what their prognosis was, it just destroyed me inside and out.
Well, let's try and lift your spirits for Christmas, shall we?
Sounds wonderful.
Now, as far as the kids go, I mean, they're very young, so they probably would like a family pass to Dreamworld would be good to start off with.
Oh, I'm sure they'd love that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And is Jaden the one that really likes animals?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, fascinated.
Why is that? Why is he like the animals? What's...
Look, Jaden also has autism spectrum disorder, and animals is his focus at the moment. So animals and reading, marine animals, and, yeah, where they're from.
Well, try this for size. I've spoken to my friends at Australia Zoo, and they got a family pass and an awesome animal encounter, meaning you can get up close with the lemurs and the tortoises and the echidnas. Be careful with the echidnas, okay? And the giraffes. I really had to stick my neck out to get this prize.
That sounds absolutely beautiful.
So he'll be able to touch and feel, and the whole family will just have a great time up there at the Australia Zoo. And you can take it whenever you want. There's no limit on this. You just go that. When it suits you, okay?
That sounds wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you.
No, that's all right. But wait, there's more.
Oh, no.
Now, you know we've got Paul McCartney in town this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, but I've got one bigger, especially for the kids. How would they like to go to a Wiggles concert at the Entertainment Centre?
They would absolutely love that.
Well, let me just put you on to the Red Wiggle himself, Simon!
Hey, Tammy, how are you?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Simon, I'm wonderful. How are you?
Yeah, great to talk to you. Well, we've got some Wiggles tickets sorted for you on the 16th at the Entertainment Centre in Brisbane. So we'll organise a meet and greet before the show so we can all get together and say hi and get some photos together and share some beautiful memories together. How did that sound?
Oh, my gosh, they will love that. Oh, my goodness. Like, you've got no idea how much, particularly Talia, is just fascinated with you guys. I can't wait. Thank you.
All right, amazing. That's enough gushing over the Wiggles.
Oh, Paul McCartney.
Thank you, Simon.
Thank you. Thanks, Tammy. We'll see you in a good every week.
Well, Tammy, how was that? We got the Dream World. We got the Australia Zoo. We got ourselves the Wiggles, and you spoke to Simon the Red Wiggle. Holy God. And you're meeting him.
I know, that's so cool. I'm excited.
Let me just say,
I think I'm more excited than the kids.
Merry Christmas from the Luke Bradnam Show, eh?
Oh, thank you, everyone.
Luke, it's beginning to look like Christmas.
Agro, you are awesome. Thank you so much. Honestly, that's fantastic. Thank you. We're very excited.
All righty. I'll leave you to it.
Thank you.
Love
you. Love you too.
Agro, you absolute champion,
what
mate.
What a legend, mate.
Honestly.
What a story.
Nailed it. Yeah. Nailed it, boys.
He's happy.
Have a good break. You need to have a good break because next year is a big year for Agro. You need to deliver, so rest up over the Christmas period.
Hey, don't be picking on me, Baldy.
In fact, we're going to do another rescue in January,
yes,
I believe, straight
are.
After Christmas. So if you want to get involved or you want to nominate someone, jump onto our website, register now for Agro to the Rescue. Thanks to the Waterloo Bay Hotel. Head down to the Fig Restaurant and Bar for some great pub meals and a great day out by the bay. Agro, thank you again, mate.
Welcome. Get to Ashley Martin before it's too late, Dobbo.
And if you need any tips on resting up, just talk to Dobbo on your way out. He's the absolute champion. Agro, you legend. We'll see you in 2018. Merry Christmas.
Okay, team. Love you all.
The Luke Bradnam Show with Libby Triggett and Dobbo.